Echo and Harper Audio present The Son of Good Fortune, a novel by Leslie Tenorio, performed by Ruben Wee. Dynamite is loyal to the one who lights the fuse. Dean F. Wilson, Skyshaker. Prologue. Maxima in the dark, half lit by a Virgin Mary nightlight and the glow of a screensaver. A slow motion sweep of stars and planets, Jupiter, Saturn, Earth. Dressed in denim cutoffs and a Mickey Mouse tee, she doesn't shiver, despite her wide-open bedroom window and the cold night beyond. She sits at the foot of her bed, cleaning her nails with the tip of a switchblade.
May bakas ka bang nakikita sa aking mukha? She sings. Masdan mo ang aking mata.
Like all her favorite Filipino love songs, this one is about heartbreak. An alarm goes off. The digital clock glows red. 10:10 p.m. She closes the switchblade. She stands and stretches, takes quick jabs at the air. 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Then flips on the desk lamp and sits, turns on the ball-shaped webcam atop her monitor. A tap to the space bar and the galaxy vanishes. Now her face fills the screen. Using it as a mirror, she puts on maroon lipstick and dabs with a Kleenex, smiles wide to check her teeth. She undoes her ponytail and shakes out her hair, a long black wave, then turns her face side to side, searching for her best angle. She could easily pass for 30, but is somewhere in her 50s. Her true age, she swears, is a mystery, even to herself. Her parents, long since dead, kept no birth certificate. The grandmother who took her in never bothered to learn her actual birthday. Eyes closed and fingertips on the keyboard, she whispers to herself, so softly that a person standing next to her would have no hope of knowing what she says. She takes a deep and slow breath, opens her eyes, types and clicks until another browser window opens. There is a man on the screen.
My love, he says.
No, she says, in Tagalog.
Sorry. Hello, Mahal.
That's better. She blows him a kiss.
Oh, Mahal, please don't tease. It's been a lousy few days.
She leans into the screen.
Ano ba? What happened, Henry?
Where to start?
He removes his glasses, the stubbly flab of his cheeks moving up and down as he rubs his temples. He pours a shot of Jack Daniels into a coffee mug and recounts his terrible week. More layoffs at the plant and all the guys blame him. His ex-wife trashed the Miami timeshare but won't pay for repairs. His Benz is still in the shop and the best rental he could get is a 3-year-old Camry. And just today an invitation to his high school reunion.
My freaking 40th,
he says, arrived in the mail.
But the real downer, he gulps the whiskey, is the weather. End of spring, and I'm still shoveling snow.
Snow, snow, snowy, snowy, snow, she sings in a made-up tune.
She puts her elbows on the desk, rests her chin on clasped hands.
My whole life, I never see snow.
Come to America, to North Dakota.
One day, if God is good.
God is always good.
He pours another shot, doesn't drink.
Come closer. I want your face to fill my screen.
She leans into the webcam, so close she could kiss it. He says she is the most beautiful woman he has ever seen. These past 3 weeks of talking online, he says, are the best he's had in years. A twice-divorced balding white guy on the edge of 60 doesn't hope for much. But when he found her profile on Good Catholic Filipinas and saw that her favorite food was sweet and sour chicken, that her favorite singer was Shania Twain, and that her lifelong dream was to
sample complete. Ready to continue?